Finally, it's a grim day for fans of dark art. The godfather of the forum, H.R. Giger, died yesterday after a fall, age 74. The Swiss artist christened his style biomechanical. Think alien, you know, the face-sucking, body-inhabiting kind. H.R. Giger was the artist and designer for the monster and many of the sets in Ridley Scott's 1979 classic.
His designs completely transformed the idea of the monster in gothic science fiction films.
Roger Luckhurst is writing a book on Alien for the British Film Institute.
Beforehand, it had always just been really a very laughable man in a rubber suit. And Ridley Scott saw, as soon as he saw H.R. Giger's paintings, saw that he'd got the monster that he really wanted and was completely astounded. And of course, it has completely changed the conception of what scares you in science fiction monster films now.
But H.R. Giger was much more than the creative genius behind a movie monster, even if it did get him an Oscar. His art inspired a generation of talented creative monsters. Writers like William Gibson and Neil Gaiman, filmmakers like Guillermo del Toro, and swarms of hoodie-clad game designers. By the way, the name is Giger, even though a lot of people call him Geiger. His own influences? How about the cult horror fiction writer H.P. Lovecraft?
Lovecraft was not really very well known until the 1960s, but it was through people like H.R. Giger who published a book called The Necronomicon, The Book of the Dead, which actually was his illustrations for H.P. Lovecraft. And really, I think it's through H.R. Giger's influence in the 70s that Lovecraft became such a major influence on American popular culture now.
Or at least a certain slice of American popular culture. But Luckhurst says H.R. Giger reached inside for inspiration as well.
He always talked about dredging up his images from his unconscious, and there really is no subtext in his paintings. It's all text, incredibly sexualized, but also terrifying images of machines combined with, usually with women's bodies, actually. So, and he talked about how all of these ideas came from traumatic images or memories from his nightmares. So those images, very sexualized images, became very popular in the 1970s.
Giger once said his paintings seemed to make the strongest impression on people who are, well, crazy. Luckhurst says despite his popularity, Giger always felt that he never got the recognition he deserved, and yet he lived in extravagant gothic splendor in a castle in Switzerland.
He was an extraordinary, very eccentric figure, wonderful kind of descendant from that Dali surrealism. He's not really considered in fine art world to be, as it were, a proper artist, a bit like Salvador Dali. But actually, in the popular culture, he's exactly what people want an artist to be. Very eccentric, always dressed in black leather, always behaving in a very odd and eccentric way, always muttering darkly about death, sex and despair. What more do you want?
Artist and designer H.R. Giger died yesterday from a fall. He was 74. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for joining us.